providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, time for the second half of the KE Report. The good news from the KE Report, we are no longer dwelling on negativity in our society. We are dwelling on the positive aspects. If you can find any positive aspects in our political arena right now, I got to tell you, I will find them because I have a lot of faith in Americans. I don't have a lot of faith in what's going on right now, but I know the American public is going to come out of this thing on top. I have a gentleman on the line with me right now, probably my biggest hero in the political sector in the world, Dr. Ron Paul. Ron, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to be with you today.
No, it's a pleasure to have you. Ron, I wanted just to ask you a question to start out with, and that is, as I told you at the beginning, I have a lot of issues with our society right now. I want to get your opinions, as we got Jerome Corsi's opinions in the first half of the show. Let's talk, first of all, about the COVID situation. You're a physician. You're also conservative. I know your political persuasion very, very well, and you're far from
Well, in the old days, liberal wasn't a bad word. Mises called himself a liberal, but that's a different story on semantics.
Yeah, it really is. Libertarian. Ron, let me ask you a question. What do you think about this COVID situation right now?
Well, I think it's very dangerous. I think the reaction to COVID is much more dangerous than the virus itself, because that's been politicized to such an extreme, and it's been used as a tool. It's a political tool, and it's used to intimidate people. And when you take the downturn, which was natural and expected and predictable for the economy due to the Federal Reserve policy, and then we come down with a virus, which I think was distorted and exaggerated, although very serious, was a big deal. At the same time, those problems have been exceeded by the reaction to the COVID. The best example of an overreaction is how the children have been treated. You know, because I just don't believe in these masks for the kids. The evidence is strong. Even CDC is coming around to believing that it's not necessary for 8 and 10 and 12-year-olds, and I really complain a lot when I see these kids who lose out on some of the advantages, not on their academic advantages of going to school, but the athletic advantages. Some of these kids are in a position in high school, it's a very exciting year and top-notch, and then they have this theory that, they can't play and, you know, that kind of stuff. So I see it's the overreaction, and economically, just think of the lockdown. If you add up the amount of money that's been lost, I think it was the treatment turned out to be worse than the virus.
I don't think there's any question about that. I felt that way for a long time right now. It's interesting, but just kind of a tidbit of information for you. I live in an area called Semiahmoo, and the town is Blaine, Washington. The Blaine School District is totally shut down. A good friend of mine is the president of the board of the school board, and she said that we're in a position right now where 98% of the entire student body is failing. I mean, that's got to be terrible. Any comments on that, Ron? I mean, how can you ask a young child to really focus on remote schooling? I don't think you can.
I don't know. When people look at the history of this, they'll say, how could they have been so stupid, you know, to damage so many people under these conditions? And, of course, if they would have followed some basic rules of personal liberty and not ever, violating people's liberty, and also the Constitution would have prevented this. Why should an edict come down from the federal government and dictate? The local people have made a lot of mistakes themselves, but, the atmosphere has been set, you know, by the bureaucrats, the Faucis of the world, and they just love it. They're in their heyday, and they're authoritarians, and they're totally inconsistent, and they've done so much harm. And I just think that the facts are on our side, who say, look, a little bit of restraint, but a little bit more wisdom. Maybe they would have concentrated more on the people who are vulnerable. The people, you take the you take New York, what did they do? They deliberately sent a lot of people and forced more people into the nursing homes, and a lot of people died of it. So then it's management that is lousy. Local decision, personal decisions made, and the medical profession. You know, just the whole concept of the doctor-patient relationship would have prevented a lot of this. But this mass effort, and I think it's going to get much worse. My program I did today was on the mass inoculation. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people they want inoculated by next year.
Yeah.
And they don't have that vaccine tested. And then one point I made is, you know, to get these vaccines, get a license for them, takes 10 years. And here they're rushing through this thing so fast. And believe me, even the people who are promoting the vaccine admit that a significant number of people will have difficulty and side effects that could cause a lot of harm.
Well, I agree with that 1,000%. You know, most of my buddies up here where we live, not most of them, but a lot of them are retired doctors. And it's interesting, with the exception of two guys in particular, everybody is very, very, and these are retired docs, they're very anti, quite frankly, the vaccine for all the reasons that you just gave. It kind of scares me. It scares me because Kathy was forced to be inoculated just with nothing but a regular flu shot because of her dialysis situation. She was as sick as I have ever seen her for probably 4 to 5 days after she got that flu shot, Ron. Doesn't say much, does it?
No. And let me tell a real short story if I can.
Take your time.
My first election was in 76. I won a special election, and Ford was president, but there was a political year, and the swine flu came in. The first week I was there, I had this vote on financing the swine flu. Well, you know, everybody was voting for it, and I was looking at the board. Nobody voted in here. I said, I don't believe in this. The philosophy that I preach doesn't endorse this. And besides, medically, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I voted against it. That was my first, individual vote. But it turned out that another doctor, there was only two of us as physicians, and he voted against it too. And then it turned out that that whole thing, more people died from the vaccine. They rushed the thing through, and a lot of people ended up dying from the vaccine. They got Guillain-Barré syndrome. Nobody died from the virus. So that doesn't prove what could happen with the next one, but it means that when you rush things for political reasons, ours this time is being rushed just for people making money. You know, I think the drug companies are the ones that are ripping us off on this deal.
Ron, we've got an ongoing debate right now on our blog, which is very, very active. We get over a couple of hundred comments almost a day now on this thing, and all of my listeners, starting out with a guy named Larry and going on to Irish Tony and the rest of them, they feel very, very strongly. They're in your camp, let me tell you that. So what I'm inferring here, we got to take a real quick commercial break, but just give me a yes or a no on this one. When the vaccine first comes out, you and I are both in a high-risk category. Would you take it?
No, I'm not going to take it. But, you know, just how they try to embarrass you into everybody taking these masks, it's intimidation, it's sort of blackmail, you might lose your job, you know, all that threats. It's going to be a lot worse with the vaccine because they're going to be able to trace it, and who knows what extra they might put in. I suspect that the people who are real authoritarians may well want to put more in there than just a vaccine for the virus.
That's pretty scary.
That is very, very bad. And I think that we and people are becoming aware of that. But no, there's a lot of people that are resistant. I know my listening audience of viewers for my program, I don't think any one of them would be taking it.
Ron, real quick commercial break. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul.